UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I think we could take a trip to the lingerie department.
No, they don't have one of those at Kohl's.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's no lingerie at Kohl's. I don't think so.
I'll show you where it is.
And James Strebel.
With some socks.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Relax. Be still. Don't watch. You'll be great.
All right, one more hour to go. We get you into the weekend coming up at 6. Well, I would say right at 6, probably closer because of the mixtape to 6:05, 6:06 or so. Our good friends inside Churchill Downs, Darren Rogers, Kevin Kirstein, Scott Shapiro going to be hanging out with you. And then I would imagine here starting at any moment right now over on 93.9 The Ville, Governor Andy Beshear's press conference live and in full. You can hear that. And then Drew Diener, Jason Nemus going to be hanging out with you, taking your phone calls and reacting to the day and the week that was. And I would imagine we will do no protest stuff here today. I don't know how much they'll talk about.
Right.
The happenings, obviously, Mayor Fisher talking a couple different times today. I would imagine that would be a big part of Governor Andy Beshear. Beshear was on CNN early this morning, like 7, 8 o'clock. I think that's not really early. 7, 8 o'clock this morning. And everything else. Andy Sweeney, he's James Strebel. Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you and the Papa John Studios. Do need to say Baptist Health is delivering safety centered on you. So schedule that procedure that you didn't schedule, quite frankly, for the last couple months and do so today. Visit your family doctor again. Be healthy and don't hesitate to seek help in an emergency. Learn more today, baptisthealth.com/stay safe. Also for the weekend, reminder that Papa John's code we've been telling you so much about the last several weeks, I would say a year or so. Use that promo code RadioXL for the two topping extra large pizza and a 2 liter for just $14. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app and get that no contact delivery. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. So today's been fun. If you're just joining us, we did some serious stuff. We did the serious stuff with what is happening not only in the country but in our backyard, and it is vital to understand that it is happening in our backyard.
Yep.
We got to that. Just remaining thoughts of Olivier Saar and the reaction and how Kentucky fans are now in the college basketball world, I believe, starting to talk more about it. The NCAA reaching out to Congress. We've talked a lot about that. Round Daddy Sound. We've had Strebel Sound all day.
Yeah.
You ranted and raved at Louisville fans yet again today.
Yes. That's
probably text. A mixtape for next week, right, Mitch?
Yeah.
That rant you just heard just now.
Oh, yeah. I'll be listening to that on Sunday, enjoying my Sunday listening to Strebel just explode. Save that. I'm just providing more work for myself.
You are.
What a Sunday morning treat.
Yes.
What a Sunday morning treat.
I apologize for that, Mitch.
Well, let me ask you guys this, and I don't know. And Mitch, you help us here, because the text line's been good today. 437-9680, UPS jobs text line. What we do here is we do the Terry Wilson talk here, right?
I think
And we can continue that, because we haven't got to it, and we should have. But I don't know. Is that too sportsy on this Friday? What do the people want? They don't want coronavirus talk.
No.
They don't want probably protest talk.
Which we've done that.
We got serious for 10, 15 minutes in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have the podcast up directly following the show. So the only thing left on my list, on my sheet of lies, is that.
Terry Wilson.
Is Terry Wilson.
Okay. You don't sound enthused.
Well, I just...
Talk about Terry Wilson.
Strebel, you understand what's going on here, right?
I do understand. No, I'm with you. I get it. I am totally with you. I think this has become the rallying cry for Kentucky football in the offseason. Usually it's something along the lines of Vince Merrill saying that we're disrespected in some way, kind of like Louisville fans in their football program, and Mark Stoops using that. But the rallying cry seems to be gathering around Terry Wilson.
Well, here's the thing. And Nick Roush spoke for about 20 minutes or so with Terry Wilson. Terry Wilson, around 100%, 90%, running full speed, cutting, you know, knees feeling good. He is on his way. So the thought process of him being ready to go with June, July, and August, quite frankly, at least 2-3 months here, you know, to even keep things getting better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's going to be healthy for the season.
Yes.
Mentally healthy, if he's going to trust in his knee, all those things might be a different conversation.
Right.
I didn't glean all that much from it than these items. An update on his health, obviously, which I just gave you with Terry Wilson. I mean, he does say this offense is really going to be explosive. It's not just talk. That wasn't something that was harped on. To me, that would have been the content, and I'm not picking here. I'm just saying, to me, that would have been the content that, oh, the offense is going to be really good. Wait a minute. The offense is never explosive.
No.
It doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad all the time. It doesn't mean that it wasn't physically dominated on some teams, including U of L, at the end of the year. That's not what I mean, but explosive is not something that the Kentucky offense has been. I mean, damn near Tim Couch. I mean, a couple Andre Woodson years.
That's about
Andre
it.
Andre Woodson would be the years, right?
Yeah, Tim Couch era, and Andre Woodson's final year at Kentucky. I think those are it.
That's it. Yes. Like, and that's not Mark Stoops.
No.
Okay.
No.
And so Mark Stoops has been anti that, and we had last year the same talk with Eddie Grant, and I will go back to what I said last year. Last year it was, this offense is going to be fill in the blank, and I don't trust it, because Mark Stoops got into that with Sawyer Smith and immediately ejected. Now, that could be because Sawyer Smith stinks, and I think he does, but when I say that, Kentucky fans get mad, and excuses are made, so
right.
Mark Stoops must not believe that. He must have done that because that's his philosophy, which, by the way, is fine. That's what you hired.
Yeah.
You don't hire someone. Like, if you hire me to do radio, it's going to be nonsense. I'm not going to do 3 hours of breaking down X's and O's on basketball or football. There's going to be nonsense involved. We're going to have the mixtape. We're going to do a bunch of
lock sound and
yeah,
me moaning.
It's going to be, it's going to be. And so I don't believe that. I am going to have to see that more in games against Eastern Illinois or Michigan or who the hell they're playing.
Right.
I'm going to have to see that. Not a good throw or two, but an explosive offense is not something. I mean, that's like a Big 12 offense.
Right.
Do we think we're going to see anything that's going to resemble that? And the answer has to be no. The other thing is this. Well, it's two things, but it's one observation, the high points, and they talk about a lot of things, is this. I don't believe, and I would have to go back and listen to every single word, okay? So I may have missed this.
Okay.
No one mentioned Sawyer Smith, but there was a lot of limbo. No one liked Sawyer Smith.
I
hate to tell you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right?
I mean, Mark Stoops, by the time they gave Lynn Bowden the job, he didn't want to be bothered with Sawyer Smith questions from there on out. He was done with them. No, I agree. I think that he was really disappointed in Sawyer Smith. I think that the biggest mistake Kentucky made when they hired...
Mark Stoops had to take over the offense last year.
He did.
Mark Stoops had to take over the offense and said, our philosophy is changing. Was that after, what, Mississippi State or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
One of those games. The offense is fundamentally changing from what you think it's going to be, which is trying to be explosive, to what I fundamentally recruit towards.
Yes.
Mark Stoops recruits to Lynn Bowen, Benny Snell, etc., physically dominating you,
yes,
to open up things in the passing game, not reversed. And Kentucky's,
yes,
trying to reverse who they are.
Well, the biggest mistake to me when Kentucky hired...
By the way, it cost him games last year.
Oh, it did. 100%.
It cost him at least a game.
I think it cost him two games. I think it cost him Mississippi State and it cost him South Carolina.
Mitch, are you enjoying this right now?
I mean, those games just bring up bad memories of me betting.
Are you just enjoying this conversation that we're doing right now over Terry Wilson? Like, Strebel's doing the thing. I'm doing the thing.
Yeah.
We're having the Terry Wilson discussion. It's just the same discussion.
But to your point, though, when Mark Stoops was hired and they did the air raid stuff, remember that? They said, we're bringing back the air raid siren. Here's Neil Brown. I think that set the standard in Kentucky fans' mind that style of football is coming back. And I think people in Kentucky's coaching staff have been chasing that ever since. I think it's been a detriment to the program. I think he just say bleep the stuff and let's just run the damn football. But I do think it goes back to that. Kentucky fans are like, hell yeah, we're gonna be slinging the rock around because they were trying to get people excited about it again.
Is this gonna happen again? Because this is the first time.
I don't want it to happen
anymore.
Because
here's the reason: when Kentucky last year had the injury and they were making the excuse for Kentucky for Sawyer Smith, there was adulation and excitement the way they played football. And Mark Stoops talked glowingly about how this is how he wants to play football.
Yeah.
And the 10-win season matched up how they played last year and how his teams, he believes, it matched the best Kentucky teams, the most interesting Kentucky teams, the ones that he gets praised and gets raises on. Those don't look like what I keep hearing that Eddie Grant and Terry Wilson are trying to say. And I think the question and the interesting thing for me will be that balance. It will be the balance of you have to be more explosive.
Right.
But the thought of you changing your offense, Kentucky made a calculated error last year.
Yeah.
And you can't prove it, though, because Sawyer Smith wasn't any good.
No.
I even think in the long run, Terry Wilson throwing 30-plus times a game. That's what you mean by explosive. Because if you say, well, no, it can mean anything. It can be running the football. Understandable. But Terry Wilson approaches it like Eddie Grant and company did last year, that you're going to see something new. And so seeing something new would mean that you see them throwing the ball around.
Right.
So, yes, explosive can mean physically being dominated. Lynn Bowden was explosive last year, especially in that Louisville game.
Yeah.
And at times, as a quarterback, running back, whatever you want to call him. But that's not this. That's not this team. It's being sold as explosive. We're going to be able to throw the ball around and do things you quite literally have not seen since Andre Woodson. And that's a tough sell.
It's a tough sell because you've never seen Terry Wilson do that consistently. You've never – I mean, if there's a Kentucky fan out there
you've never seen any of them do it.
No, and if there's a Kentucky fan out there, and there are some, I mean, Nick Roush is one of them, it's like, yeah, I believe that Terry Wilson can throw it 35 times a game and Kentucky can be explosive based on what? What's the evidence? What's the positive evidence that shows that Kentucky can run an offense in that style? There isn't one.
Well, the question is, do you want one?
I don't. I like the way Kentucky plays football. I like the – badass defense, badass offensive line, three running backs, let's go. Throw it when you have to, throw it when it's necessary, but I want the strength of the team to be the focus.
See,
I don't want the focus to be an unknown. Terry Wilson's an unknown.
Let me agree and disagree with you. I agree with you that their core does not need to change. It did last year, and it cost them some games, in our opinion. Okay, so don't let that happen again. I disagree with you because Terry Wilson, you can't have 3 of 9. You can't have 8 of 14.
Right.
You can't have 11 completions. You can't have 10 completions. Like, you also can't, like, you can't be that neutered to try to protect your quarterback every year.
It's growing
being able to throw the ball while still having your basis ability of running the football.
I don't mind 25 attempts a game. I think that's a happy medium right in the middle where you're still...
He did that twice last year.
Okay.
Three if you count Murray State. Or 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Two
okay.
years ago, he did that three times. I mean, he threw the ball 15 times. He's 9 of 15. Against Penn State.
Okay. That, to me, that's not enough. Like, especially
with... that's not explosive.
It's not explosive. And I disagree vehemently with people saying, yes, this offense is going to be explosive again. I'm going to show me the evidence. Tell me the wide receivers that Terry Wilson has that you know are going to go out there and ball out. And don't say Josh Elliott. He had some nice catches last year, but there's no evidence that he can be an explosive receiver from the jump and continue on the entire season. I just don't like this basing everything on unknowns and conjecture. What is wrong with having a product, of having a program where you know what is successful and sticking with that success? But I guess people are just like, we want to see 400 yards of passing per game. Like,
I think there is a fight there.
There is a fight there.
I think there could be. I believe last year there was a rub last year between Kentucky offensively, Eddie Grant and company, and the philosophy, right, behind
Stoops.
Mark Stoops. I think it magnified. Stoops let it roll because of Terry Wilson. And then when Terry Wilson wasn't there, it took several games for them to say, yeah, we got to switch this up.
We got to put the brakes on it.
We got to figure it out.
We've got to go back to where it's game manager time. I mean, as good as Steven Johnson was at times, that was, you know, one of Mark Stoops' best teams was Steven Johnson being a manager. The 10-win season, it was Terry Wilson being a manager. Now, if you wanted to be special again this year, you don't have Benny Snell and that Josh Allen defense. You need Terry Wilson to be a little more than just a game manager. I agree with that. But to have the idea that he's just going to be dropping back in shotgun and just, you know, doing all go routes and just slinging the rock down the field, get me off that train right now.
Texas says, Round Daddy out here sounding like Locke. Based on what? Where's the evidence? I like it. Here I thought he was just a honk. Look at that.
I'm going to give you my real opinion on Kentucky now. It'll be a more positive slant, but I'll at least tell you what I'm thinking.
Mitch, you sent us a text message here.
Oh, he did? Oh, I just got it.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
This is a question for the program director ESPN Louisville. Apparently, Bashir has announced that starting next week, his COVID-19 briefings are moving to 4 p.m. instead of 5 p.m.
You want to know my instant opinion on this?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Bashir is trying to kill last call.
I didn't even think of that.
It's exactly what's going on.
Too much criticism.
Yeah, I mean, plus, that's bad. That's bad for NS. You got to sit around for an hour. Stay on the 5 o'clock. It's bad for us. We have the 5 o'clock hour to ourselves.
Yeah.
Sorry, NS. You're driving home. You're probably listening to jazz or Terry Miners not talk about this.
Jazz or Terry Miners.
No, there's nothing going on. Let's talk about Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. The city's on fire.
Here's some jokes. Let me hear my impressions.
Wilson. Bashir announcing next week COVID-19 briefings are moving to 4 o'clock. Is that simply to kill last call, yes or no, at ESPN 680? I'm kidding, Mitch. That's big news. Look
that
at that.
That is big news.
Boy, every Friday something gets dumped on our lap. I swear to you, when I saw you text us, I go, here we go.
I thought it was I thought it was one of those Friday dumps, dumps.
Who's left Kentucky or Louisville?
Yes.
Who? And I mean this in all seriousness. Who's tested positive?
Yeah.
By the way, no update from U of L
Zip.
On what Mark Ennis put out there. Now more than probably 20.
Oh, more than 24 hours.
28 hours ago.
Yeah.
29 hours ago about how someone tested on the U of L football support staff of COVID-19. Wow. It's been more than 24 hours.
We also have never gotten an update on what happened with the guy that got killed in Todd Sharp's home. Like, that's just everyone's completely.
What a haymaker. Whoa! Wow.
Everyone's completely forgot about that. I kind of want to know, what happened.
Wow.
Like, that happened, a month ago, or, a few weeks ago, or, a month ago.
A couple weeks ago. Mitch,
we haven't heard nothing.
That's some fire, Mitch. Good job.
I'm just stating facts over here.
You are. I'm not arguing with you. I completely forgot about that until you mentioned it.
Texas says Stoops' offensive philosophy leaves little margin for error. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I
totally agree.
But it's ball management. It's clock management. It's not putting your defense in a bad situation. He's all about putting the defense in the best situation possible, and this is not conducive to that.
Texas says Bashir will return to 5 p.m. after the pools finally open.
Once he gets Jardiner off the
airwaves.
Listen,
I got to be honest. There is a huge part of me that believes that Bashir has no idea of Diener. But
I don't know.
That's where I am.
Yeah.
The power of Diener in ESPN Louisville and sports radio, and he's doing an hourly show, the only reaction show Diener is hosting with a House rep, with someone essentially.
He's had Mitch McConnell on his show.
With somebody. Like, Beshear knows that.
Yes.
He knows who Jason Nemes is.
Yes.
So, by proxy, he knows who Diener is. And if you follow Diener at all, I'm thinking Beshear. I'm thinking at least one small little comment has been made to Beshear of our guy, Double D, the vice president. That's my take.
I agree. Because, I mean, Jason Nemes discusses on Last Call him having text conversations with other reps in the Kentucky House. It's not like, I mean, he's talking to people about Diener in the show he's on.
He is.
It's, I mean, Beshear knows about it. You can't convince me that he doesn't know, A, who Drew Diener is, or B,
well,
what they talk about in that show.
I would say now. I would say maybe before, he didn't know.
He didn't know, but now he does know. 100%.
Diener texted me about Beshear moving to 4. You know what I told him? Your move. Beshear's made his move.
Yep.
This is a chess match.
Oh, it's being fought on the airwaves.
Oh, Mitch, let's take a break. We need extra time for the mixtape.
Yes.
We are done forcing Terry Wilson discussion down your throat or down your drain, one or the other. It's an odd thing to say. I apologize. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show. Thank you for snorting directly.
Yeah,
clearing your nose directly into the microphone. Hear that? I'm sorry. Maybe it was just me.
Was that audible, Mitch?
Oh, it had to be. Well, you got some phlegm up there, man.
I did.
And you just snorted it all right into the mic. Let's take a break. Mixtape, it's coming up next on ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, I just slept funny on my back.
Yeah,
oh, man.
That's the worst.
It's better than it was this morning. Like literally this morning, I'm like, if I can't get up and loosen up these muscles, I'm gonna have to do the show from my bed. Like, who's the coach?
Hugh Freeze.
I was going to be Hugh Freeze
and James Strebel.
I was gonna have Diener buy me on Amazon Prime a dentist chair so I could lay in it and do sports radio
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thank you for lunch or dinner. Bear Nose, they got you covered tonight and this weekend. All Bear Nose, they're all delivering alcohol, carry out, deliver to your home, whatever it is. Support local businesses today. Limited seating, social distancing, they got it going at select Bear Nose locations. For instance, Bear Nose by the bridge, they have installed the plexiglass booth dividers there. It's a great deal as well. Yeah, it's that good. It is Bear Nose Pizza. Now, Bear Nose locations with dining rooms open along with carryout and delivery under the guidelines of their particular state. Bear Nose by the bridge downtown, Bear Nose by the bay, Bear Nose 502 on Hurstbourne Lane, J-Town, and then over in southern Indiana, Jeff, New Albany, Floyd's Knobs, they all got you covered. And then here are Bear Nose locations open for carryout and curbside and delivery. No dine-in yet. That's Okolona, Bowman Field, Middletown, Westport Road, Fern Creek, Dixie Highway, and Shepherdsville. Everyone stay safe this weekend. We'll talk with you here a little bit during the mixtape, but this is every Friday, the best, the worst. We take things out of context. I think we're going to begin and end with some haymakers.
Yes.
And a bunch in between. So over 30 minutes of sound inside Churchill Downs is next. But Mitch, let's get the mixtape coming here on ESPN 680.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, Mitch, let's go.
I think it's a great idea, Drew, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of those. Hopefully we so they can send them where to?
Texter says, Diener sounds like he's doing this for a buddy. No, I don't know the person that called you jackass. I don't know who it was. But if I wanted to help a buddy, I'll help a buddy. Don't you worry. Radio's for two things. Help your friends, hurt your enemies. I'm all for that. So don't worry. If I'm helping a friend out, I'm going to tell you, I don't give a damn what you people think about this. I'm doing it to help a friend of mine. You don't have to worry about that part of it, homeboy.
Whoa.
You can hear I'm vamping a little bit. My computer just went totally black, and I'm getting the rolling wheel of death and the Google Chrome not responding, and it's all happening at one time. So a lot of the stuff that I, of course, have on my computer, I'm now looking on my sheet of lies, which I just, you know, my sheet just says, well, look on your computer for more details.
No.
I'm a little bit. But here's one thing I do know. that I can get without the computer. I mentioned it earlier. We know who runs the University of Kentucky Athletic Department, right? I mean, it's not a big secret by any stretch that the John Calipari is the guy who runs it, right? It's the University of Calipari.
I thought you were going to say T.J. Beisner.
Yeah, well, T.J. Beisner actually is the power behind the scenes. But, yes, no, John Calipari runs it. It's the University of Calipari. It's not the University of Kentucky. We've had these conversations, you know, blah, 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 blah.
I love that. I absolutely love that. His computer died, so he pivoted to an anti-Cal take.
Yes.
Keep him coming.
There's so many things going on that are surprising to us in the world right now. You know, that's just the way it is. There's so many things breaking. But the one thing was, Nick made a big deal because my wife just came walk through the room here to go sit outside on the deck. And Nick said, oh, well, Locke's wife, Carolyn, came down and gave him, apropos nothing, just came down and gave him a kiss. And then I said to him, well, pause for a moment. What is today? And today is, it's Kinky Sex Thursday. So that's they're just getting prime in the pump a little bit. You know what I'm saying? A little bit, got to get geared up. A little bit.
I was wondering how long you were going to be able to do that with a straight face. A
little bit of foreplay, you know what I mean? I mean, just come down and plant the seed. Honey, tonight, what is it going to be? The swings, the handcuffs, the whips? What are we doing here? We inviting guests?
Mikhail Cunningham at 2 o'clock will be good. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about Louisville football. I think this season can be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Mark Blankenbaker, for telling us, informing us. We did not know you were excited, in fact, for Louisville football. Keep them coming. The only nugget I'll give you, Easy's in a threesome this afternoon. That's all I'm giving you. Any stories with your mom's boyfriend? Did he excel in fishing? Did you guys get in a wrestling match? What happened at the fishing pond?
So we only caught one fish the entire time we're there, which is kind of, it's a private pond filled with catfish and bass. We were only able to catch one fish, and it was him, and they caught like a 10-pound catfish, and the people who owned the pond are like, yeah, I think it's the biggest catfish that we have in the pond.
So did you guys keep it? Did he throw it back? Sell it? What did you do?
He said, I didn't know it, but he said it was pregnant, so we just put it back. And then my mom and sister left to go grab something from the house and just left us, me and him there. And we talked about just sports and stuff. He was asking me, like, when's, like, sports going to come back, what we're talking about. And I was like, we just really, just, like, we have a segment called the Murray Minute where I just talk about everything that's going on in Murray. He's like, oh, that's cool.
You want me to follow it with something? Let me follow it with the other thing that's been pissing me off the last couple days. Part of me can't stop the fact that I kind of like Andy's co-host. Listen to me. When you were in high school, whether you're a man or a woman, was there ever this person that you're like, in no way, shape, or form am I attracted to this person? No way, shape, or form am I even remotely attracted to this person. But then I talk with them, and I kind of like them. And maybe he or she, it's like, I feel like I may want to go on a date with them. But then
it's
it's
a trap.
But then I look, and I'm like, no. Strabel is that ugly girl for me. Because I'm like, I don't like you. But then it's like, you talk, and you say, you like, he goes to Kohl's. I go to Kohl's.
We got a lot in common.
Like, we got so much in common, but I'm like, you're so ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
Like, you know, and it's like, I look at you and I'm like, you're repulsing to me. But you also are sweet.
In another life.
And we can go and we can play, like, loving basketball hoops together. You know what I'm saying? Like this is what we do. And it's like, that's kind of how I feel about him. And it's angering me that it's legitimately angering me.
I haven't heard that
great,
yet. That
me either.
Great.
Keep them coming.
Are you getting it colored, or are you?
No, I don't get it colored outside. I just use Just for Men shampoo, and it's supposed to take the gray out naturally, which of course it doesn't. It ends up looking blacker than black, and I put shoe polish in my hair. But you know, whatever. It's it. that, yes, I absolutely color my hair. Without question, no apologies and no embarrassment. I probably need to do a better job at that particular process, but whatever. That is not a part of today's activity. Today is just simply about getting a haircut. But yes, with the AG, that is happening. And you can see the results of said haircut on Spectrum News 1 starting at 4 o'clock today. Of course, you're home for 24-hour news, weather on the ones, and exclusive coverage of the SpaceX launch from the Kennedy Space Center today at 4:30, where the Spectrum's the only local news station allowed in the launch center. So there you go. If you're into the SpaceX launch, which hopefully doesn't get rained out, you can catch that
on the launch.
Excuse me, I got gas. Squirt that. Put that one out. Oh, there's one that popped out over here. Put that one out.
Texas says Mitch made that sound like he and his mother's boyfriend had a heart to heart. That's what me and Streeple looked at each other like.
I mean, it wasn't a heart.
That's the way you made it sound.
It wasn't a heart to heart, but it was two guys drinking beers, fishing. You know, we're just shooting a you know what.
Bonding.
Yeah, little bit.
That's good. That's a good thing, Mitch.
That's whatever.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me an H.
A.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
A.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me
an
E-R.
E-R.
What's that spell?
Character.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
That was good.
That is
Remy,
Big Easy, Zach McCrae's daughter. How old she is. Spelling out character like Pastor Ward did at the Romeo Langford announcement. Keep them coming on ESPN 680 1057. Texas says, I'm sure Kellen has seen his dad naked at least once. What's a predator going to do to his psyche?
Get out of here with that. That's a terrible text. I mean, they're in the worst text run on the show. Oh. You should be ashamed of yourself, Texter.
Pass. And maybe I'm a hopeless romantic with Pass here. I don't know. And maybe I just fall in love with the size of him, you know, like, and it's like, but I do know his ability. And against Notre Dame, he had the fumbles, but he also was shredding them up. Like, and you say, I think he can play.
What happens if Malik Cunningham gets hurt and Jawan Pass looks like a totally different guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, what are the odds of that?
Now we are really living in Disney World Never Never Land, aren't we? I mean, haven't we seen enough there to know which guy can play?
I'll give you that. You know where Hurricane Bay is now, Mitch? That was a par 3 course on the Kentucky State Fairgrounds. Yes. Wow. And you know what else stood on that property? A drive-in theater.
How long ago was this?
You don't want to know. Don't ask that again, smart ass.
Whoa!
Scotty D! Whoa! Keep them coming.
Right by the way, this is the last text this jackass ever sends. That just right, this
there
gave
it
in there.
He's
like, oh, yeah, lots of hard work went to tennis at Transy. Yeah, every athlete at every small college works probably harder than you, was probably a better athlete than you. Probably probably
that's
more accomplished. Yeah, that's somebody who didn't. No, that's somebody who played high school sports, didn't go to college, and thinks, well, I could have done something and probably didn't. And they've been blocked. They've sent their last text. So get a new number.
Boom.
You ain't. You're done. You're done.
Have a nice day.
You are done. So we're trying to do something good here, and we got jackasses like that trying to pee in the Kool-Aid bowl here, you know, or pee in the punch bowl. Yeah, they're trying to pee in the pool. Yeah, they're trying to pee in the pool. Yeah. Go away. Don't listen. I don't want you to listen. I seriously don't want you to listen. Go away. Go away. Don't listen. Don't hate listen. Don't text. Go away. Go away.
What are you guys doing for the anniversary tonight of your parents? What's happening?
We're having some grilled chicken, corn pudding. I made my mom a sandwich for lunch.
That's a great sentence. It's the mixtape here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057. It's a Friday. Keep them coming.
And it was only one day and one place, and maybe you went, and it was Saturday afternoon, maybe you went Saturday night, and they were having a true, you know, bona fide orgy there. I'm kidding, of course, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. I don't know what else was going on.
Yes.
I want to go back to the pipes. I'm going to bring my own pipe and play.
Is this me rubbing off on Strebel? No. Is Lachlan McClain rubbing off on Strebel?
Man, that looked just like me.
Charles, that looked just like you, but yeah, different.
In yeah, your dreams.
I mean, Trevor, I mean, we're both black.
Texter says, so Tiger is boring, so what? Oh. Yeah, agreed, but that's why, so you acknowledge it. He is boring, so what? That's why I don't root for boring people. I don't root for boring athletes. I don't cheer for boring people. I can respect what they can achieve. I can give much credit to their accomplishments. I don't root for boring people. That's so what, Texter.
What a whopper.
It's unbelievable. Tony Bennett in Virginia. It's just it's just unbelievable. Yes. Keep them coming.
You know what I mean? I'm used to putting, you know, injecting myself with a needle. You know, I mean, so I'm used to doing that.
Whoa.
Well, did you have a non-sports one you would like to tease for later on? Did something happen around the Strebel household?
Not really.
That sounds like a yes to me, Mitch.
No, it just...
not really.
Things just worked out for me this weekend, and I had a lovely weekend.
What do you mean things worked out for you weekend?
The lead into the show today, there was at the back end of it, with the alone time stuff, good times. And I got to go to Kohl's yesterday and buy some...
How's the pool party?
The pool party was grand. Don't ask us why.
I gotta stop you.
Yeah.
Mitch just texted me. Mitch, is what you're texting me true?
Oh,
wait, stop the music.
Uh-oh.
Mitch, is what you're texting me true?
Yes, the reports are true.
Are the we have breaking news right now. Look at, he's scared. Streeple's scared right now. He thinks it's Kentucky related.
I do.
Look at, you scared to death that Olivier Saar is not going to be eligible or something.
Where always my mind goes.
This is shocking news. Caller Emily's on hold.
What?
Caller Emily's on hold.
Oh, no, boy. No. Wait a minute.
Caller Emily, put the book away.
Okay.
Caller Emily, let's go. Bring her on. It's been a couple months. What's happening? Talk to your man.
Hey, Daddy.
Hello. How are you doing during these trying times? Oh God.
Doing great, but I miss you.
Well, you miss hearing me on the we hear me on the radio every day. I'm on the radio every day here at Andy's house.
Well, I've heard you've had some lonely nights lately, If you're home alone, I'm wondering why you didn't come to my 22nd birthday party last weekend.
You're 22?
Oh, boy.
I'm 22. I'm so old.
Oh, no, happy birthday. I was busy last weekend. What was I doing? I was at a pool party. I'm sorry I missed your birthday party.
I think you were listening to
happy
the Deftones.
Yeah. And I haven't been lonely. My wife would keep me company. I've got kids. Oh. They're keeping me company. But I appreciate the sentiments.
So are you going to buy me a birthday present with some of that Kohl's cash you've got?
What would you like? With some socks?
God, that's so good.
I think we could take a trip to the lingerie department.
No, they don't have one of those at Kohl's. It's a family store. They don't have no, there's no lingerie at Kohl's. I don't think
so. I'll show
you where it is. But how about... Like, what can I get you that's not lingerie? I don't know.
You know what you could do? You could sing me happy birthday because I sang you happy birthday.
It's
a great idea.
Okay, I can sing happy birthday to you. Are you ready?
I need it to be like Marilyn Monroe sexy.
Oh, I can't do it. No, I'm the least sexy guy on the planet.
Yeah,
there's no sexy voices. Yeah. Not coming out of this guy. I'll tell you what. I'm not sexy at all. I can't do a sexy voice. I can't do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you.
Fastest ever.
There you go. How was
that
it?
That was the best present I've gotten.
Oh, I'm glad it made you happy. Thank you very much. You're only 20. I'm surprised at me. Wow. That's
what?
Shocking. That's shocking. I thought you were like late 20s.
22 is like the sexiest age, right?
That's what I'm hoping.
But
At least for Round Daddy.
No. I'm sorry, Emily. I'm glad you had a nice birthday party. Did you social distance?
I didn't, because tequila kills germs.
That's true. I like your train of thought there, Emily. I like your train of thought there. Yes, tequila does kill germs. And you go to bars now.
So celebrate this weekend?
No, I have. I have plans. I don't go to bars anymore either because I'm lame. I mean, you're going to go out to bars and have fun. You're 22. You're going to go to the bars. They're all open now. You go with all your girlfriends. I can't be a part of that.
No offense, Treble. Your wife does work all weekend. No offense.
No,
of
she's off this weekend. She's off.
We'll go next weekend. You'll have fun. I'll show you a good time.
Oh, no. I don't want a good time.
We'll go to Kohl's first for some lingerie, and then we'll go out.
Kohl's
Tin Roof bars. Or something. We'll have good time.
You can just give me an update on the radio of how your birthday went.
Anything else, Emily, that you would like to say to your man before you get out of here? He is sweating in those new Kohl's clothes that he left the tags on as he walked into my home this afternoon.
I like a sweaty man.
What about I have too much hair. I'm very hairy. You don't like hairy guys, do you? Ugh, no one
likes
that.
Absolutely, I do. That's a real man. I'm sick of these 22-year-old boys.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Appreciate it. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Love you, Daddy.
Happy birthday.
You know the best three sentences in that? I'm not sexy. I'm hairy. I don't want a good time. Those three are the ones that I wrote down. Keep them coming, Mitch. That was like 4 minutes.
It was.
But it was ESPN that did a 30-30 on Jimmy Burke and Henry Hill for the Boston College scandal.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jimmy Burke was not in on it. God. He didn't even
Settle down.
It stands to reason that Louisville's best chance was in 2016 when Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy and they were the number two team in the country and on the road at Clemson and, first down marker goes missing. I mean, these are the type of things that when you get your best chance ever in the history of the program, stolen from you and you'd like the fair playing field and the fake noise and maybe, I don't know, pass interference.
Maybe don't turn the ball over four straight times or it was to start that game too. I mean, maybe not wet the bed.
Maybe not have holding in the end zone twice at the end of both halves on Cole Hickatini. I mean, maybe that would be nice. And maybe not have a referee whose daughter goes to Clemson. I mean, these are the things that would be nice. With your best team in the history of your program on the road at Clemson. I don't know, Dennis. And again, these are things that you might want to consider the next time that you have a football game. It's just a thought.
Put the book away.
Okay.
I feel like this should be a PSA, too. This may be an odd way to end the week, but just it's crossed my mind a number of times at every conversation with people because you're for the medical marijuana bill, you're for...
Yeah, it's my bill. I'm the sponsor of it.
So, let me just say, people that are using marijuana right now illegally, make your own joint. Don't share the joint. Don't pass it around. Don't pass the hash or whatever the phrase is, whatever. Don't do it. Use your own because that's your, something that nobody even thinks about. I brought up to, someone in that generation that I was talking to the other day, just don't share it. Don't
as an elected official, I'm not going to go there.
No, I know. It's my own personal PSA. Maybe it's your cigarettes, whatever things you may be inhaling, make them your own. Yeah. Don't share.
What you do is your business. I'm staying out of it.
Don't share that's whatever you do. So talk to you here we roll along here. We'll come back with him. If you still want to get in, 81-50-93 now. We'll take some calls after that. It's Last Call with Drew Diener and Jason Nemus on 93.9 The Ville. Well, I may have thrown Patty Ice for a loop. Just let me know what we need to do here, Patty Ice, because we've pushed through sometimes. If we're on the air or what we're doing here?
Oh, yeah, you are. Sorry about that. You guys dropped for a second.
No, I was tossing a break.
Oh, Patty Ice fell asleep. Keep him coming on ESPN 680 105.7.
And he can also get it off pretty quickly, too.
Oh, it's limp. You're 22?
But yeah, but maybe T Will's son Jay will get us into the Final Four of football one day.
Is surpassing last season's win total one of the goals for both yourself and the team?
Say one more time.
Is surpassing the win total from a season ago one of the personal and team goals for you guys?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
The single worst question that's ever been asked to Mikhail Cunningham. Keep him coming on the mixtape on ESPN Louisville.
I'm not sexy at all.
Text line, since this is Reality Check Radio, Secretary, it was very influential as a broodmare's sire on the breed. But, I mean, Reality Check Radio, the criticisms of Mac are about X's and O's and basketballs, not his personality.
I think we could take a trip to the lingerie department.
No, they don't have one of those at Kohl's.
Science is cool and all, but I don't care. I don't care about NASCAR, and I don't care about science. I don't believe in either of them.
Whoa!
I want seconds. More of it. I want more
what
of
up,
it.
What up, boneheads?
There
what
is.
Up, boneheads? Come at me, bro. Let's go.
NBA draft big board. A lot of locals on the list, including UK's BJ Boston, who came in at 11th. Terrence Clark at 14. IU's Christian Clark at 17.
Christian Clark. There's no lingerie at Kohl's. I don't think
I'll
so.
I'll
see
where it is.
What?
Dagger says Rummage would pay $2,000 to watch recruits' moms work out. Man, that's only for people that listen to the show. Otherwise, you think we're just swiping him.
Yeah.
Texas says, Round Daddy, are you and the wife going to have any alone time this Memorial Day weekend?
Fingers crossed. I think the haircut put me over the edge. I need a drink.
Is everything else? So we tried it a couple times.
Yeah.
And then we just gave up, you know?
It's sad. I said, what are you looking for more than anything? And she said, I'm looking forward to going back into the community area and playing games with my friends. Games with the people who are there. So, you know, we got to think of these folks. It's not only a COVID situation, it's loneliness. So, anyway.
Yeah. All right, Pat, you can hang up as well on the call. We appreciate Mary's time here this evening, but I can still hear her kind of hanging out there.
Mitch, what do you have for us today on this Tuesday?
Just lock sound or just sound in general?
Just anything, my good guy, anything. What do you have?
Oh, man.
What's the best stuff?
We got some Maven and Rudman sound. Now, if you guys don't know,
it's a big deal.
If you guys don't know about the Murray Dairy Queen,
the Dairy Queen.
It was long, but it's going to be because you got four players playing. I mean, I know they were trying to get to their ball as fast as they could and play.
Love it.
There's no one who's going to understand this next sentence. Big Easy's playing golf with Matt Dennison, and intern Kareen is washing their balls. There's nobody, there's nobody who understands that.
Jordan, it's Russ Brown, Kentucky today. How about giving us an idea to start off with what you've been doing and how you've handled this situation, then I'm sure we'll have questions.
Whoa, who is that? I know who this is. It's Jordan Wara. We're going to go to the presser right now on ESPN Radio.
There's an unsubstantiated report that a Louisville support staff person tested positive for it. That was Mark Ennis, I guess, reported that earlier. And
oh, wow, unsubstantiated. Wow, Ennis, he's coming after you. Keep him coming on ESPN 680-1057.
Chuck, I'd love to see your fat ass try to jump a basketball right now.
Hey, clear.
Dive.
JT, you can't call me fat on TV. That's bullying. I'm going to call HR on you.
Give us some socks.
Everybody's got the iRig Solo. That's the one I have. That one I could go for days on. Put that in the mixtape. You give me a good duo, and I'm good. Trust me. You ask around, I'm good for days. That's just obvious. When you're trying that hard to get on the mixtape, you should be disqualified. There should be a disqualification.
You should just, at that point, just yell genitalia. just yell out profanity. You're trying way too hard. Butt cheeks. Ha ha.
So look, here's the deal. After Sunday's race, your boys' mentions were ridiculous, okay? I'll just go ahead and say names. Drew Diener crushed me. Andy Sweeney crushed me. Hell, Andy Sweeney was scoffing at something I said in an interview with a radio station here in town because they asked me to come on and talk about the race. And I was telling my buddy John Spears about, like, you know, why we kind of saw an uncompetitive race on Sunday. And Andy gets on the air, and he says, the first thing you do is make excuses. Like, you sound like the soccer fans that make excuses for people that don't like soccer.
The Kentucky folks, by all events, Mara just going to go and, you know, sweep the state and North Hardin this and own Louisville that. And there's this arrogance there. And I go, good for them. Like, if they're getting it done, good for them. I just felt like it was time to do a little reality check on the arrogance of Kentucky football recruiting. Now, this is 5 minutes ago. Ennis just tweeted that a support staff member for the U of L football team tested positive. Oh, boy. I'm not going to do virus takes, although I have one, but I'm not going to give it to you. I will give it to you in a sentence. A positive test doesn't mean anything if you're of a certain age. Okay, moving on.
All right, Strieble's out of here. Just me. 10 minutes left or so. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
That they are showing up as lottery pricks pretty consistently.
I got one nibble. I'll save all this for the next day. But I got one nibble the entire day.
What's frog gigging mean, Mitch? Before we dive into it, what does that mean before I read this?
So frog gigging is something you go do like either really early in the morning or super late at night. You basically have your stick with a prong on it, and you go to the shallow banks of a pond, river, lake, whatever, and you literally just stab frogs.
Texas says, did Mitch try to frog gig in his friend's hot tub?
No.
You can go online and do the rapid pass where you can fill out answer all the questions. It's about 60 questions you got to answer.
Oh my God.
You know, if you ever had sex with a male or, you know, whatever it is.
No.
Oh, God, that's sound from today. Wow. Keep them coming.
So basically, they had a turnaround from 2-10 like Louisville did, but they went 9-4 where Western went 8-5. So Helton down there actually technically did better than Satterfield.
Wow. Brian Hall with a haymaker on 93.9 The Ville. Wow.
I don't know, there's some conversation Nick is having with a texter. I'm going to spit that one out.
It was good exercise. Gosh, just going to up and down the thing a few times, man. That's pretty good.
By the way, I haven't seen if Locke has responded to me just attacking his. It's not even he has faulty math. This isn't really a discussion to get excited about. Locke is wrong. 5 is not greater than 15.
I like your swipes at Locke during the middle of the during like the very end part like this.
Oh, where he wants me to come on his show and explain to him that 5 is not greater than 15. And I said, no, I'm not going to be a guest on the Bill O'Reilly show because that's the type of home field advantage he would try to enforce on that show. But yes, Locke will tell you up next how 5 is greater than 15.
Enter the no-spin zone.
That's what you get. And if he argues with you, yeah, he'll move the goalpost a country mile.
Keep them coming.
You'll figure out 16 is greater than 15. That is the ultimate numbers of who watched The Last Dance versus the NFL draft. More people will end up watching The Last Dance than the NFL draft. And, yeah boy, Lachlan McClain is right, much to the chagrin of some others who can't stand that I'm just so frequently right. I know it gets old. Believe me, my wife can identify. It's just tough to be with someone who is so frequently right.
I just wanted to ask, Locke, do you consider your show the No Spin Zone? Nick had to get up and get a focus. I wanted to ask you that.
No, I heard you guys trying to do the Bill O'Reilly nonsense. I heard the aspersions that were cast at the end of the Diener show. No, someone else can use that branding and F it, we'll do it live. You can have that. I'm Reality Check Radio. I'm very happy with that moniker.
Texas says
no, I'm
panic.
Not panicked. I'm mad. I'm not panicked at
Texas
all.
Texas says, Strebel, you're an idiot. Oh, yeah, you're panicked.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Tell me about Carly Jones had COVID. Is he
the Radford Warrior?
The Radford Warrior.
He pivoted.
That's a Carly Jones fan tweet.
He pulled a Lachlan McClain. Lock pivots to bashing Cal, no. And you pivot to bashing Carly Jones.
Louisville fans are more panicked than I am because they know that Carly Jones, or not Carly Jones, but Olivier Saar's going to be dunking all over that bum Malik Williams. They don't want Olivier Saar on the team. They know what's going to happen. They know Kentucky's going to be a Final Four contender and in the top 10 while their bum team is back in top 25.
We can't behave like a high school party when the pool's open. And no one thinks we should. So the people that think that is like, oh, see, that means the pool parties are bad. No, high school parties are bad for the virus. When they're taking selfies and passing a joint around, maybe. I don't know. But no, we definitely can't get pools back and behave like we're at a high school party. Definitely can't do that.
Now, I just hear all the I hear all these references. So you just uttered a phrase, passing a joint around. You don't think that's going to be on Andy's mixtape?
Oh, it probably has over many times because I don't think – I mean, I brought this up to someone in that age demographic, and I said, you know, you basically made out with six people that passed a joint around a party. And they said, wow, I hadn't really thought about that. Yeah.
Goodness. Couple more Inside Churchill Downs. Guys, are they there, Mitch?
Yes, they are.
We just have so many sounds. We're going to cut some of these down. We have so you guys don't even get how many we're not playing. We should just release them all somehow in some sort of way. We should just release them on the internet. Go ahead.
And I did brief research. Again, I'm talking about 5 minutes as part of my prep this morning. I'm not going to go any deeper than that.
Everything you wanted in traditional racing, you got at Darlington Speedway. So to all you boneheads that added me, I mean, let's pull some of these up, dude. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous, okay? So, for example, let's go ahead and find Drew's tweet. At first, I was happy Drew was back on Twitter. And then he got mad at me because I didn't give him the right pick for the race, and it turned into a disaster. Our guy's crushing me. He's getting all upset. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And this is what Drew had to say on Twitter. He said, I thought they passed one another in NASCAR occasionally. WTF, this sucks, @Pat_Jaggers.
All right, Mitch, you want to do a couple here, not too long? Do a couple and then get to our final one, and we'll get out of here on this Friday. All right, let's do that. Let's go. Does he have a nickname like Gator or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Fair.
Does he believe in the coronavirus? That's a good joke.
And Mitch's response was perfect. He just sighed into the mic. Oh, that's perfect.
All right, Mitch, couple more. Let's go.
Andy is the best corona governor in the U.S. It'll be another mediocre, underachieving Calipari team.
Texas says, duh, Hoosiers. Thank you for that snort into the mic.
All right, last one.
All right, last one. We'll get out of here. Back at it on Monday, Inside Churchill Downs next. Diener and Nemus over on 93.9 The Ville coming up next on that station. Everyone have a safe weekend here on ESPN Louisville.
437-9680. I would love to see baseball play some games this year, but I'm on fire right now betting on the KBO, so no hurry. Yeah, there you go. The Korean baseball. I have not placed a wager on that, but it may come. They got a NASCAR race tonight. I may place a wager on that. When golf starts, I mean, I'm just not, you know, look, I'm not good at gambling in general. I'm a 500 gambler that has a hot streak every once in a while. I'm not bad. If you break even on gambling over a period of 5 years, 10 years, whatever the case may be, you're not a bad gambler. You're not a particularly good gambler, but you're not a bad gambler. There's plenty of people who lose money gambling. Those are bad gamblers. I'm not a bad gambler.
What's Mark your Dalladus, career net?
Oh, I guarantee it's right around, in my career, I'm either plus or minus a couple $100 for all the sports gambling I've ever done. Now, if you incorporate fantasy football in, it probably moves, and fantasy golf and some of the fantasy stuff, it probably moves me to the plus side because I've probably done better on those
probably
as
moves
a whole.
You more to the plus side is what you're saying.
But no, because I'm probably a couple $100 over the course of my life down in gambling bets, like literally not more than 300-400 in my life, because I've just had, but in fantasy I'm probably up in my life a couple $100, so that would reduce my net loss. Either way, if you can gamble like your entire life and not be, you know, not lose less than $500, you're not a bad gambler. You're not particularly good, but you're not bad. But I've had stretches where I'm good, and there are things that I'm very good at, and I won't hesitate to tell you what they are. Now, the other thing that impacts you, and I know people hate hearing this, and we will move on, but it's hard to determine what to do with my emotional hedge bets. If I lose, say, $75, I bet $75 on Virginia to lose the NCAA championship, fully wanting to lose that bet because it was an emotional hedge bet. Because if Virginia had lost, at least I would have $75 to lessen the emotional blow. I make a lot of emotional hedge bets on Virginia games, and I've lost a lot more of those than I've won because Virginia basketball wins a bunch of games. And so if I bet $5 on Virginia to lose a game 10, 15 times a season, and then big time money in the NCAA tournament, and all of a sudden I've lost $300, $400, $500 betting against Virginia, but happy to lose it. Does that count in my gambling take? I don't care if you want me to. I'm telling you right now, I've lost hundreds of dollars betting against Virginia and happy to lose that money. But that does technically go on my gambling resume. But there you go. I'm not a bad gambler. I'm not a particularly good gambler, but I repeat, I am not a bad one.
If this was like a draft scout or something like that of gambling, what would you rate yourself as? Scale of 1 to 10, A to F.
A 3-star prospect with potential. I don't know. 1 to 10. I'm better than many, and there are many that are better than me. And, I'm probably better than Big Easy, but no, I'm not. Big Easy's on a roll. We had the Gas Bag Gambling League, and he took me down. So congrats to him. He is the winner.
You mentioned stuff that you're good at. Like, I feel like, if it was Thursday, we would know what you were talking about. But today's Wednesday. Like, you want to go into detail about, you can't just, humbly brag and then not,
Well, what do you mean things I'm good at?
Well, you left it kind of ambiguous. Like, were you talking about you're good at, good at going against the spread in hockey,
or are you talking gambling?
You literally just said there's a lot of things that I am good at that I would tell you about, and I don't know if you were referring to gambling stuff or if you were just talking about a really great Pilsner.
That's it. Yes, I am outstanding at making a BLT. I don't know. No, I just met everybody's good at some things and everybody's bad at other things. And some people are about average. And that's me when it comes to gambling. But I'm just telling you, there are some bad gamblers out there, and I know I'm better than them. How about that?
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.